JonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Блять, на нас!
Блять! Не кричи!
Да тихо!
Блять!
Ёпта, блять!
Це пулі, або хило. Воно де теж, де.
That's Russia hitting the capital of Ukraine, Kiev, last night with a 21 missile, single missile delivery system, MIRV technology. That's in response to Ukraine launching over 1,000 drones against Moscow and other cities last week. Yesterday was the most devastating day in Ukraine in the 4+ year war that appears to be nowhere in sight finding the ending. And I sure hope Trump can get a peace deal with Iran. But 86 days into this, it's a total repeat of the same garbage where he says he has a deal and Iran officially said on their state-run media, no, you don't. Now, I predicted that would happen. How to do that? Well, I study all the top war gamers. And they said this would unfold what we're witnessing. And Trump has been painted in a corner. And BlackRock and the globalists want us to go bankrupt, and his whole economic agenda has been derailed. But a lot of the boomers think I'm a traitor, even though I've been proven totally right in the last 85 days, and just say, we want total war. We don't care what happens to America. We don't care if we're eating garbage out of garbage pails. We will keep bombing Iran until the cows come home. What you're witnessing is a new world war we're in. As many historians and futurists, sociologists predict it would come during the fourth turning. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday, the 24th day of May 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the studios of the Alex Jones Network. You can find our new mothership website with all the video and audio feeds, news articles, special reports, and more. The next wave, the next phase in the info war at alexjoneslive.com. And remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share that link. And of course, we're on all the same radio stations and find the feeds. X at Real Alex Jones and Rumble, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. Be sure and share that link as well. Okay, I have, as usual, overprepared for you today. Very honored and blessed to be here at 4:03 Central Standard Time. Hundreds of our radio stations don't carry the first 5 minutes, but the internet does, so we're here. We're going to break in about a minute and a half, come back after a 1 minute break, and launch into it all. We have the out of control developments in Ukraine and Russia, the incredible insanity unfolding with the shooter. Blasting rounds towards the White House and being killed. We have the so-called peace deal that Trump says he has a peace deal. And then Iran for the 20th, 30th, I can't keep track anymore, says, no, you don't, because Iran has brought forward proposals that Trump won't sign on to. But Trump just wants the Strait of Hormuz opened, which was opened before Israel launched its attack on February 28th, dragging us into it 86 days ago. And we'll look at what that's done to the economy. 61% of Americans said they had to cut back on groceries. The Republican Party's publicly hit the emergency switch and the emergency brake and said to Trump, our own polling numbers, we've got them here. Republican Party numbers are, we are F-U'd, you know what it. Stop it. And Israel says, we're not going to stop attacking Iran no matter what you do. So this is a serious situation. We've got all that and so much more I'm prepared for tonight. You'll want to stay with us, my friends. We'll also look at what the Democrats are up to, and boy, are they busy trying to bring the country down. All this and more straight ahead. Stay with us. Russia launched its biggest attack in 4.5 years against Ukraine yesterday, hitting mainly the capital that it's not been targeting very often. That was in response to Ukraine, backed by NATO and the U.S., launching over 1,000 drones last week, 600 of which went into Moscow. Many hit their targets, including residential apartment buildings, shopping malls, you name it. Russia has now responded by firing ballistic missiles that carry at least 21 warheads apiece when it comes back into the atmosphere. You just saw that footage. We'll be going over all of it tonight. Now, I want to be very, very clear on this live Sunday, May 24th, 2026 transmission, that I want President Trump to succeed. And his agenda still is night and day better than the Democrats and the globalists and the New World Order left. That said, we knew the probability of what would happen when he went into Ukraine, drug in by Israel, 86 days ago. And then we knew what the responses would be once the strait was closed. And we knew that Iran would have their back up against the wall and only have power by keeping the strait closed and holding the world economy hostage and trying to force the U.S. military out of the Middle East, trying to force $500 billion reparations they've said they've lost and saying they're going to keep the uranium. Obviously, Trump is not going to be going along with that. But Trump for the – I stopped counting it like 38 times. Last week, we've gone and actually shown the charts, and others have picked it up and shown it. 38 times Trump has said, we've won the war, we've had regime change, it's over, the strait will be open, we're hours away from a deal. And he said that, obviously, Friday and Saturday. And then I have the Iranians' official national state-run media, and they said, there is no deal. And we were told by U.S. diplomats that this is just for consumption by the American people. And Trump, a week ago, even slipped up on TV and said, yeah, I just want the uranium for PR face-saving. Well, I mean, he just thinks out loud now. So in the past, because I know all the different policies, Trump was very honest in his first term and very honest on policies and things when he was running. And then when he got in the first 6-8 months or so, it was like the golden age for real. I was just in ecstasy, and people were like, my God, can you brown nose any better? I'm like, no, this is amazing. And then, as you know, the Epstein cover-up began, and the attempted killing of Trump and Butler, that cover-up happened, and all this other stuff went on, and then we got drug into Midnight Hammer that I said would lead to a wider war, and now here we are. And I explained this back on March 1st, that Saturday show when the war had started, triggered the day before by Israel launching an attack first, because Trump had decided not to strike right then, so they said, we're just dragging you in. Secretary of State Rubio exposed that. It's not been declassified. And I said, if we could have the mullahs fall, like Israel said, in 4 days, that'd be great. But I believe the Pentagon's assessment, because I could study what they said, and I know all these facts are true, 92% chance they don't fall for over a year, they close the strait, and it destroys the world economy and Trump's recovery plan. So it wasn't going to work. But all these pro-war people and all the boomers and the Israel First crowd are just viciously attacking anyone that was right when this happened, right before it happened, and then is right now just saying, you know, just have faith, everything's going to turn out okay. Now, even a couple months ago when this first started, Trump was publicly saying, and probably Tucker Carlson and others, oh, everything I ever do, you know, ends up turning out right. Just watch, it'll be okay. He's known for at least a month he got set up and is completely pissed and wants an off-ramp. But the Iranians aren't going to give up anything because they have said publicly they believe we'll just turn around and double-cross them down the road. And if you look, all Iran can do is try to keep the strait closed and absolutely force Trump through an economic catastrophe to give them what they want. And I don't think Trump's going to do that. So this is the immovable object, runs into the unstoppable force. Just as I said 85 days ago, 86 days ago when this started, just as I said before it started, and I don't see this ending anytime soon. Now, at least for a few weeks, we've had a so-called ceasefire, and Israel's been hitting Lebanon and Gaza again, trying to stir things back up. They admit that. Israel says, we're not stopping. They don't want a peace deal, because that's, I guess, in their interest, they think. And they're already taking part of Lebanon and saying, yeah, it's ours and all the rest of it, and greater Israel, that just stirs up the Muslims. And now they're talking about, well, having an expansion kind of the ceasefire with a working negotiation for a month to see if Iran will give up its uranium and turn over the Strait of Hormuz and all the rest of it. And Iran says, we're never doing any of that under any circumstance. So maybe Trump just uses this ongoing negotiation the next month or so, and this thing kind of fades out, and we just forget about what happened, and Iran now does a toll that is shared with the other Gulf states that border the strait on both sides, and Iran has a huge victory, but we kind of just forget about it, and move on, because they're going to have a much bigger victory if the shutdown of our economy continues, but the real victors will be BlackRock and the central banks that want the Trump recovery economic plan to fail, which is an excellent plan. America's on the edge of bankruptcy. We were already in it. We were having our national financial ratings lowered. That's where the globalists wanted us. They have unlimited fiat currency. They want to loan it to us. They want to make us a third world country. That's what we need Trump's plan to succeed. But maybe, magically, there's some internal uprising with the Iranians, and they do depose the latest group of mullahs that are in charge, and then somehow they capitulate and give the U.S. and Israel everything that they want, and then it's a big victory for Trump, and it's just magical. The problem with that is when you study who's actually beneath the mullahs, the first few groups that got killed, they only get more radical. And we also know, remember Ahmadinejad? It was reported 2 weeks ago and now confirmed last week by the State Department that, yes, indeed, and Trump's talked about, oh, we had a guy ready, we had some people ready, but it didn't happen. Ahmadinejad, the old Iranian president that was so demonized, was working with Mossad, MI6, and the CIA, and if the Kurds would have actually come in and the uprisings would have worked, he was going to try to lead a big group of dissidents to actually overthrow the Iranian regime and then make a deal with the U.S. But he was on house arrest, and the Israelis bombed the house so he could escape, and they ended up seriously wounding him. And he went ahead and went into the Iranians and spilt his guts and admitted what had happened. So see, this was all crazy long shot stuff. And the Kurds just took the weapons and took the money and didn't do what they would say. And Trump's talked about that. I told you that before it even came out in the news. So Trump got sold on this whole plan. This like trick shot in pool or something. That even the best champion, world champion in pool can maybe only do 1 out of 5 times. It was a gamble. And so Friday they had the airspace all cleared, new strikes ready to go. But now Trump's been briefed, I'm told, and given a real briefing and explained, well, sir, just blowing up targets really doesn't do that much. He's now gotten the news that I've been harping on, that we dropped 7.6 million bombs, big ones, that doesn't count smaller munitions, on Vietnam during our 15-year war with them, never officially declared. But we were in war with them in 60. We more officially got into a conflict in 64 after the staging Gulf of Tonkin fake attack on our ships. And then you saw us fleeing and had people hanging off the helicopter skids in 75. Now, 7.6 million bombs versus 22,000 bombs and missiles. When you got a dug-in government of 90 million people and all those weapons, it doesn't matter if you put their navy on the bottom that Trump always says, whoop-de-frickin-do. The Strait of Hormuz is 12 miles wide, and they got all that artillery and missiles, and they can close anytime they want, and that was the Pentagon's assessment. So it wasn't going to work. It didn't work. And I'm going to just hit this quickly and move on from it because people already know all the angles. I'm just giving you the latest developments. But then later, because I want to hit this other news because we've been so distracted with this, we need to look at replacement migration, the UN invasion plan. Did you know in Italy and in France and in Germany and in Sweden and in Ireland and in the UK, they're officially letting the Muslims set up their own governments? In many cases, they just take over the whole government itself, the elected government, and that they have paramilitary squads going and taking Irish farmers' farms, groups of Muslim men in police uniforms. We have new footage. And of course, I have decades of footage in Italy and everywhere where they just come and take an old man's hotel on the beach and give it to African migrants, invaders. It's totally insane. But we got a bunch of new footage of this. Here's the new stuff. You got to see it to believe it. And then we actually pulled up local news articles about it, confirming it. So this is an invasion. And they build all these military encampments now to house all these Muslim military-age men they're bringing in. The Muslims are allied with the globalist left worldwide. And that's the Red-Green Alliance. Then we got Israel only thinking about its own interest for greater Israel, trying to get us into a giant war, fight them over there instead of over here. But then we have 15 times the Muslims on average in the United States, same number in Europe, than we did before 9/11. So we fought them over there to bring the pissed off survivors over here. We're talking about multi-level stuff, not just one-dimensional thinking here. So I'm going to get to that coming up very soon. This is incredible stuff. But Iran is not going to basically give any real concessions because all they can do is try to get total capitulation by the United States. Or as I said, they'll just keep getting hit. They have nothing to lose. You know what Janis Joplin said about that. When you're cornered and have nothing else to lose, you're going to fight like the devil. And maybe magically they fall. But what is Trump going to do when they don't ever agree to anything and they continue to control the Strait of Hormuz? If he tries to double down with new strikes or a ground invasion of the Strait of Hormuz, then he has truly screwed the pooch. So, yes, Iran has won the war so far, as the Pentagon predicted. I'm sure if we totally committed and brought in a national draft, as a bunch of neocons and others are calling for, I'm sure at the end of the day we'd probably beat them, of course. With hundreds of thousands of dead in the Pentagon estimates. But Trump's already made people resign and fired the head of the army and all the rest of it that told him the truth. And now he's only really got himself to blame for listening to Netanyahu and the CIA and the Mossad. And then there's this, and I already covered it some yesterday, but it's really a big deal. There's now been a whistleblower, former Pentagon correspondent, that released information Friday evening, and then people open sourced and did their research on it and found a whole bunch of more stuff. It's all confirmed that Gorka, who's now the head counterterrorism head, the terrorism czar, going back last year before Midnight Hammer, worked with the Israelis so that they could do basically illegal clandestine surveillance, censorship, stalking, harassment of American journalists and pundits that were anti-Iran war to basically go out and flag people's accounts, get people banned, demonize people, attack people, do all the rest of it. And it's the Israeli unit 545 running it with hundreds of millions of dollars of funding directed by Gorka, Sebastian Gorka, who's been coming out lately, you know, saying Tucker Carlson's basically a domestic terrorist. And of course, a bunch of these files got released and I'm all over them. And there they are during Midnight Hammer with these reports on me. I posted them on X yesterday, covered it on air last night. I'll get to it more later. And it says, here is Jones on his show. Screenshots of it, headlines. This is back during Midnight Hammer last June. Jones says Israel is trying to manipulate the U.S. into full war, and their goal is really regime change, and that it'll destroy the U.S. economy, and that it won't work. Jones called the bad guys in the United States pushing this neocons, which is anti-Semitic and bad. No, the neocons call themselves neocons, and yeah, about half of them are Jewish. What the hell does that mean? It is Israel pushing this mainly. And it's not right to have a foreign power doing this, and it wasn't going to work. And it hasn't worked, but there it is back in June. I have Unit 545 and all these other foreign Mossad on my ass, getting us flagged, getting us censored, getting us attacked, getting us demonized, basically being stalked by a digital death squad. And then, of course, the Trump administration is involved in it. So I already had Obama declare me a national security threat. Oh, Obama, national security threat in the Gorka files at the terrorism center. And I'm listed as a threat by the Israelis. I'm a national security threat because I don't want us to get into a war we can't win and that we start. Because I'm smart. I'm a bad person. I'm the enemy. And a bunch of the people they demonize in the files, they go, this person's clearly an Iranian agent, a Qatari agent, a Russian agent. They don't say that about me. They say I'm duped by Iranian and Russian propaganda. They give no examples. I'm duped by their propaganda? Let me give you a little newsflash. 9 times out of 10, what you end up seeing on RT, word for word, is what I come up with. Let's get that the other way around. I create the talking points. Me. And my talking points have been picked up by Stephen Miller countless times and in Trump speeches. And everywhere else. Half the terms used today I invented, like left-right paradigm and all that stuff. I don't get my information from the Russians or the Iranians. I study all this stuff. And then they know that I have a huge audience and that what I say has large cachet with the public. So let's get it straight. And I'm not some propagandist for the Iranians or the Russians. I call out their stuff as well. The point is that here's the Israelis going, he's a national security threat. Now, he's probably not a Russian agent. He's just duped by them. What? By the way, the IDF told Trump 5 days before he went along with the attack on March 1st, this has come out in the news, that we don't think the regime is going to fall. So please don't expect that to happen. We disagree with the Mossad. Oh, are they Iranian agents too? Is the Pentagon Iranian agents? But see, they don't want to attack the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They don't want to attack Tulsi Gabbard head on. They don't want to attack Joe Kent with his giant military background. No, they want to just point at somebody like me and say, well, he says this because he picked up Iranian propaganda. Only time I listen to what the Iranians say, because they lie a lot too, is when they say, we're not doing a peace deal, we need to agree to that. And I wasn't sure 80 days ago when they said that if it was true, but 30 or 40 days, dozens of times after it turned out they were telling the truth on that, I believe it. But I can also look at their position, and I can look at things from their worldview and understand why they're doing what they do. I don't agree with it, but I understand. They say, you break your deals with us all the time. You kill us at negotiation events. All we can do is just hold on for dear life and use the one leverage we got, the Strait of Hormuz, and hope you just pick your stuff up and leave, which, again, isn't going to happen. So what's going to happen? It's going to stay protracted. The Strait of Hormuz is going to open a little bit and close again, and they're trying to build systems around it. That'll still take another year. Maybe Israel and Trump, if they wanted to do this, should have waited till you had then by the balls before you did that, maybe, strategically? I would actually have things in place to win? You're such big master planners? Because I'm not going to cry my Cheerios at the mullah's fall. A lot of listeners got pissed at me for saying, academically, Trump has a right for regime change in Venezuela, under Monroe Doctrine, gunboat diplomacy, the Barbary Pirate precedent, Thomas Jefferson, all the things they were doing with China and Cuba and Mexico and our elections. I get it. But I said, I don't trust them to have elections and free up that country. The CIA was already promoting putting the vice president, communist lady, who really ran the country, in charge and having it be a Western-run dictatorship. And now that's what they've done. Wow, that's really cool. I don't support that. And now they're talking about the Cuban regime just letting us arrest some of their old leaders like Raul and then letting the communists stay in charge and never really freeing up Cuba. And okay, we build some resorts and they open it up some, but we leave the communists in? What the? No, I'm sorry. I'm not a Machiavelli dirtbag. So I explain to listeners, in one-dimensional understanding of this, yes, I'm for regime change in Cuba and Venezuela. But I know how the CIA operates, always wanting to put somebody else bad in. Like Assad, fine, let Assad leave in Syria. But they'll put somebody in 10 times worse. They put the global head of Al-Qaeda in, who's now exterminating all the Christians. Can we just keep going on here for 10 hours? I have a responsibility to study all this and then say what I would do morally, what I would support. And if some of my listeners think putting communist dictators in and calling that regime change is a moral thing, communist dictators that do what we tell them to do, I think that's evil as hell, and I ain't signing on to that. I might as well rob banks if I want to be evil. I might as well be a supervillain. I should have joined the globalists and Henry Kissinger when he tried to hire me. I should have taken the job at Fox News with Roger Ailes. if I was going to sell out. Not doing it for nobody. Because I got an audience of one that matters. That's God Almighty. Now, I'm a pragmatist to a certain point. But that only goes so far. All right, we're going to go to break. I just want to hit a few of these articles on this and a few clips. And then I'm going to move into, oh, they don't just bring in the illegal aliens, military-age men all over the Western world by the same UN NGOs, Soros-funded, just to vote and just to dilute the population, just to create balkanization and chaos. No, no. They're bringing in foreigners to be the law enforcement bureaucracy enforcers over the original current inhabitants of the West. And this is incredible footage and incredible developments coming up all over the Western world, including here, where they're hiring illegal aliens as police officers and as judges and more. We'll be back. Stay with us. Believe me, you don't want to miss any of this information coming up and then so much more. Share the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Stay with us. So Friday it broke because of a Pentagon whistleblower, and then Mike Benz, all the great researchers, everybody's finding all the open source stuff. So did we. You just add ChatGPT or Grok and it just pulls it all up. I did hours and hours, probably 6-7 hours studying just yesterday, reading all these reports and files and NGOs and how the Trump counterterrorism deputy head Gorka was running it with the Israelis through fake NGOs using Israeli money, hundreds of millions of dollars, to target and harass and stalk and dox and harass the employers of anybody questioning Midnight Hammer or the current war. And of course, I'm all over it, being targeted, and how they send in swarms of people to file stuff on X and everywhere else to try to get us killed in the algorithm or get us banned. It's a foreign power not just getting involved in our congressional elections and bragging about it and spending, you know, $20-plus million going after Massey and then bragging about it. It's coming after me. So I get chewed on by the Democrats. Got no help from Trump in his first administration. I never bitched about that when they were chewing on me. And now we have them front and center coming after anybody. I mean, they got Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's in the report, and they're saying he's a threat to national security, all because he's like, Trump promised no Iran war. And the Pentagon says that the mullahs probably won't fall. And so what's going to happen when they close the strait? He listens to me. He knows what's going on. Oh, yeah, Joe Rogan, he's really, you know, secretly wears Nazi underwear. Man, and then the very same Israeli groups funding this, the World Jewish Congress 2 weeks ago, we played the clips, is like, we've spent $500 million. He's put another $760 million 2 weeks ago. We're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on this, and the polls show 90% of the people are against us around the world. This is getting worse. We don't know what to do. And the head of the ADL says, we'll use the same energy we use blowing up Hamas with pagers in America. That's a quote. I'm like, was that a threat? You bet your ass it is. So you're going after all these people that are traditionally don't hate Israel and don't hate Jews and certainly aren't little kissy cake time with the Muslims. And understand Israel used to be the underdog over there. I was sure as hell brought up to be pro-Israel. And now you are so out of control and targeting me. What am I supposed to do? Use your brains. I had Michael Savage on 6 months ago. And he's really smart. And he's dialed in. He says, I've talked to former top generals, former intelligence head. And by the way, they've all signed letters and gone public and done interviews. And Tucker interviewed over 30 of them before this war. Every former intelligence head said, don't do it. It's a disaster. Netanyahu's cornered. He needs this war to not go to prison. This is destroying Israel in the end. We can look 4 or 5 steps ahead. This is horrible. Iran's not going to fall. This is absolutely out of control. I guess they're all Qatari agents or Iranian agents too, right? But see, nobody's going to buy saying the former Israeli intelligence head, you know, is a Nazi. But yeah, we'll say Joe Rogan is. And you think that's going to intimidate us and make us stop reporting when you just make up that crap out of your butt? So already covered it and showed all the documents, or some of the documents yesterday. There's even more coming out now. But it's wild. Jones claims Israel is trying to suck the United States into a wider war and that it won't be successful. That's in June of last year. In reports on me, as they send out talking points to thousands of influencers, and they didn't think reporters and influencers on their payroll weren't going to go public. Since this Pentagon lady, who's I've seen and known for years, went public Friday, a whole bunch more have gone public and are releasing the orders they get from this NGO run by Gorka that gets Israeli money. And it's Israelis running it. It's illegal as hell. So now we got to have government weaponization hearings on what Trump did. And maybe Trump didn't know. And when I asked that question yesterday, a bunch of listeners were like, Jones, don't be so naive. Of course Trump knew. Asking the question puts it on the table. And I said, if Trump doesn't stop this and doesn't repudiate it, we know he was behind it, and it's impeachable. And I don't want to impeach Trump. I want him to succeed. But I said, impeach the Democrats for using British intelligence. They use foreign intelligence because they can hide it from Congress with all their same stuff, Project 545, and the Israelis have been doing with Gorka is the same crap they use the EU and NATO intelligence to do. Remember the Steele dossier, all that? I told Trump when he was first elected. 2017, the New York Times has articles attacking me. Jones claims secret operations are being run out of NATO and the UK. I didn't claim that. We had documents. I know how this works. So now I wake up Saturday, like 3:30 in the morning, and my phone's full of all this new stuff breaking, and it's like, oh, I get the Israelis doing it now to me. Wonderful. That's really great. And then I see the boomers. What are you doing attacking the Israel? Big deal. You got a big mouth. They have a right to come after you. Not working with our government. Not being directed by Gorka. That's why they hit it through these fake NGOs they claim are Americans. Oh, but it was bad when the Democrats did it with the British against MAGA. But now that it's Israel doing it through Trump, it's okay. Look at how sick your brains have gotten out there. So you've all seen the videos back from COVID, and they were done before on other big rollouts of propaganda, but it'll start with one reporter saying, safe and effective, one shot, you can't spread COVID, you can't get COVID. And then it cuts to another reporter saying the same thing, and then another, and soon the whole screen's filled with 100 reporters. And then they cut to the next statement. Those not taking under the problem, they should probably be put in prison. And then it's a talking point. It's a script. You know they're following a script. And so this group, 545, there's a couple others, but it's the main one quarterbacking it. I know when I'm seeing people read scripts. And we knew it was coming out of Israel. Netanyahu said last year, we're launching an eight-front war. The eighth front is propaganda in the West. We're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars doing it. He didn't hide it. Just the details. And then now Israel's like, God, it's not working. We don't know why it's not working, because people don't like foreign governments running their lives and getting them into wars. And they don't like being called all sorts of vicious names and persecuted for simply standing up against a war that the experts said we would win. You're the degenerate gamblers, not us. You're the ones mortgaging your whole future for this war. We're like, don't mortgage ours. We're not degenerate gamblers. So I'm not singling him out, but here's just a microcosm. I've been on Dave Rubin's show. He's been on my show. Overall, he does good social issue work for America. I don't think he's a bad guy. I just have to pick one person because I can't play them all. But this is a compilation of Rubin. As the war was about to launch 86 days ago, and once it launched, walking you through the BS, and when you hear everything he says, you can go out and find 1,000 other reporters or influencers or podcasters with the same exact lines. And so I don't know if the NGO that's the front group for Project 545 did this or other subgroups, but when you hear Dave Rubin, this is talking points that are exactly the same, word for word. And so somebody should get this Rubin clip, and you'll find all the other influencers, word for word, repeating, and just make a compilation of them, because we're crowdsourcing this. We don't have a bigger crew as we used to. We're going to build it back up. Thanks for your support at the AlexJonesStore.com. So I'm not singling you out, Dave. I like you. But the point is that he believes this. He believes the Iranians can be defeated. He believes it's the right thing to do. I'm not even saying him and Hegseth are bad people. I know people that know Hegseth well. He's a true believer. Not a bad person. He's being misguided. Same with Trump. Rubin, same deal. And I'm only prefacing that because people look at Nick Shirley and they go, look at these talking points he's got. They're word for word the CIA on Cuba. Well, he doesn't work for the CIA, obviously. I've known him since he was a high schooler, you know, first getting on air with a cheap camera. He believes in regime change in Cuba. So do I overall. So he's out there regurgitating what the White House is telling him because he's a true believer. But the point is, here's these true believers that look like fools now because they went with what the politicos at the White House and the Israelis were putting out and not what the actual Defense Department said or an expert like me said. And I am an expert. This is all I do. And I got a track record of being right. So, Mr. Rubin, be your own man. Don't get your talking points. You know, I don't know how much money you're getting paid. I'm not saying you are, but we know a lot of these guys are. It's admitted Israel's spending hundreds of millions of dollars every few months in America alone for this crap. And it's morally wrong. It's illegal as hell. I know they do it through U.S. NGOs. But at the end of the day, just stop. It's not just the left with all the NGO crap, though they're much bigger than the Republicans. But Trump is basically joining them at their own game and not even targeting the Democrats. They're targeting us. I would say to Trump, don't have clandestine groups and organizations and the CIA targeting Democrats. Take the power of the CIA away. Because we're not the Democrats. Oh, by the way, coming up next hour, Senator Josh Hawley in hearings has brought out the CIA basically has run a coup against America. No matter who's in power, they stay in power. And so has Congressman Burchett. This is powerful. We're going to look at this. It's all coming up start of the next hour. But since I mentioned it, here is Dave Rubin literally reading your talking points that every single step of the way were not true, not accurate, and hopium flying in the face of what the Pentagon, the CIA, 15 other intelligence agencies, and the IDF told Trump that it's not going to work. Here it is.
Allow me to make a prediction here in my prediction stuff. I'm not Polly Market, I'm not Kalshi, but I'm pretty good at predictions. And my prediction here is that everything that the media is now going to say about Iran's going to close the Strait of Hormuz and energy prices are going to go crazy and all these, none of this is going to come to pass. Gas prices are coming down and will continue to come down. If the United States wants to keep the Strait of Hormuz open, which it does, and Donald Trump said we'll escort ships through if we have to, it's going to stay open. This is the leader of the Iranian opposition. He has been in exile. His name is Reza Pahlavi. We have shown you videos of him before. He's the eldest son of the former Shah of Iran, and he likely is the next leader of Iran. This is the guy that, by all accounts, when this war ends, will go in and he will be the leader. And again, it will be different. Just remember, it sounds like the Kurds are starting to enter the country with arms to help the people take out the last vestiges of the IRGC. There's a lot of good things happening. This is Iranians, and you can hear they are chanting Bibi June, Bibi Netanyahu. In Iran, they are chanting praise for Benjamin Netanyahu.
And it was a deep fake. It was fake.
And when you take out Khamenei and you take out his number 2 and his number 3 and his number 4 and his number 37 and his number 42, then suddenly the next guy's going, it's a little hot in here. And then people start behaving a little bit differently. They've plotted this war, this extraordinary war that will be studied for decades, right? For decades, they will study
how this incredible... Yeah, if Trump keeps stepping in it and tries to do ground troops and doesn't do the right thing and pull back and declare victory, then it'll be studied for decades of what killed the American empire and created a global depression, which the globalists wanted. Yeah, you're right, Dave. It'll be studied for decades. It'll be studied for hundreds of years, but not in the way you thought. And this is the same Mark Levin talking point. It's beautiful. It's all been studied. We're guaranteed to win 4 days. Remember, 4 days in, Trump said, we've won. That was 80-something days ago. I mean, folks, I will not sit here and be complicit in lying. I won't lie to you. I will not insult your intelligence. Now, the Iranians are so belligerent, they are asking for too much. I predict Trump actually isn't going to give up. He's going to double down, and then we're all screwed. So, I'm not saying it's 100% prediction, but that's the way it's going. I think you agree with me, don't you? You feel it. This is bad. This is real bad. Finish up with Dave Rubin.
How did this war, this extraordinary war that will be studied for decades, right? For decades, they will study how this incredible war took place. That's we are hitting critical infrastructure. We are damaging the regime, so hopefully the people will be able to take over their countries. Now, the question is, if you're going to hit power plants and you're going to hit civilian infrastructure and things of that nature, how do you make sure it's not going to harm the people, but just the regime? And when we have a Department of War that is not looking for war, will perform war, then we are going to do it at the maximum level of competency. I think the way you can look at this, I haven't heard anyone else say this, but this seems to me to be the war to end all wars.
Oh, you haven't heard anyone say that. If we just get this one war, Trump said, is to create this huge new era of peace. You're reading talking points that came out of the butt of Benjamin Netanyahu. And you are 100% wrong. We are 100% right. And that's the facts. And I said this on March 1st. I said, I hope I'm wrong. I will literally get, I don't even like champagne, but we're going to buy Dom Pignon, fancy champagne, and we're going to drink it on air if the regime falls. There's been no champagne here. So. And I said to the detractors of the pro-war, and I go, hey, McFly, hello, are you in there? It's not going to work. And now it didn't work. Hey, McFly, didn't work. Well, I'll just declare you a Nazi and get you censored. You traitor, see how you like that? I'm just like, you're an idiot. You think Israel's a big enough pariah now? Just wait. But just ignore every former Israeli intelligence chief living and almost every former general, just hundreds of them have gone public. Tucker interviewed 30 of them for a video. You think they just all got up off their ass and did that for no reason? Because they hate Israel. They want to hurt Israel. The biggest threat to Israel is Benjamin Netanyahu biting off more than he can chew with his chutzpah-fueled insanity. Let me just finish this, and then I'm going to get into the incredible illegal alien hordes being turned into paramilitary groups. And it doesn't matter where you live, this is the plan. Whether you're in the U.S., whether you're in Ireland, whether you're in Italy, whether you're in Australia, this is the plan. And I'm going to explain and show you the facts. It's incredible. And I'm going to do a deeper dive on this than anybody else has done. This is just a tiny dive. But it's the deepest anybody's done. But it is out in the open. It is insane. Look at this. No Iran deal. Trump officials secretly say pay no attention to the claims. And this has come out before. I don't just believe the Iranians. We've been told over 30-plus times this by Trump. And they put out on their official national news agency, no, we have not agreed to anything. Now, the good news is there's a ceasefire, and Trump just wants to extend it, and hopefully we just declare victory and it fades away. But the Iranians now are in the driver's seat and have grabbed the strait. They're putting tolls on it. I don't think Trump's going to go along with that. So we're in deep crap here, and so are the Iranians. Rubio defends push for Iran deal, which Trump says is in the final stages. Cruz defying the Don. This is Iran dealing. Airs out AG. Well, here's the problem, Mr. Neocon. When Ted Cruz a few months ago got asked by Tucker Carlson, how many people live in Iran? He didn't know 90 million. He said, I don't need to know that. Okay, how big is their landmass compared to Iraq? Three times. He doesn't need to know that. Well, what about the Iran-Iraq war that we funded? How'd that go? Who won that? I don't know. Oh, you don't know Iran won that? You don't know? You don't know the Pentagon's been studying this and has said don't do it? No, I don't know that. I just believe in our military. Same talking point Lindsey Graham said. They're like, 2,000 Marines can't take Strait of Hormuz. I believe in our Marines. What are you against our Marines? Well, it took 110,000 of them to take Iwo Jima with 23,000 Japanese troops. We lost 24,000 Marines. That's one island with people that are willing to fight. Yeah, we killed them and we won. The Strait of Hormuz is 100-plus times worse than Iwo Jima. That's why you got the guy that stole the election from Massey and all the other talking points. We need a draft implemented now. We're going to go to full war. We don't have the ground troops. Trump told the head of the army over a month ago, get ready to invade. How many troops you got ready? 20,000 airborne. He said, then get, draw it up and get it ready. And he said, sir, we need 100,000 troops. And Trump said, I want your resignation. He said, I'm not doing it. You're fired, bitch. Because the army told him 20,000 troops can't take that, sir. There's over 150,000 Iranian troops estimated there. Have you looked at the terrain? 2,000-3,000 foot sheer cliffs, beaches, dozens of islands, all weapon systems, underground bases. It's hundreds of times worse than Gaza. It took the Israelis years to be able to take. Trump has no understanding of military affairs. He's admitted that. Neither does Mr. Levin or Mr. Shapiro. So that's where we are. Republican leaders, Lindsey Graham, Cruz slammed, reported 60-day Iran ceasefire deal. Trump said to assure Netanyahu will thwart Iran nuke program as Israel fears very bad deal. The very bad deal was listening to you. Thought it was all obliterated back during Midnight Hammer. Ted Cruz and Donald Trump advisors clash over Iran deal terms. Trump advisor tells Mike Pompeo, shut your stupid mouth. Iran wiped out one-fifth of the U.S. Reaper drone fleet, congressional report. Meanwhile, 61% of Americans said they had to cut back on groceries because of all of this. But don't worry, Dave Rubin read Talking Points. Everything's fine. You didn't know everything's fine? All right. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and hit the news, the latest in Ireland, where hundreds of Muslims show up in police uniforms that turn out are fake, but they've got the government seal, and they control the city council, and they're just taking a farmer's land. And then we've got reports of it and videos all over the world happening. Because you can get up 5-10% of Muslims in your area, then they take over your government, and then they as a force will do whatever they want, and when no one's willing to stand up against them, they take over. The whole Quran is about how to take over. It is a takeover manual. But, oh, we're supposed to go fight the Iran over there when it's the Muslim Brotherhood with the UN. That's the group Iran opposes. To a great extent, Saudi Arabia actually opposes them as well. You got to learn all the different factions. They work with them some. But it's just all a disaster. It's all coming up. We're about to go to break. Remember, I'm not funded by Israel, Qatar, the Iranians, the Russians, the Chinese, the Republicans, the Democrats. I'm funded by you. And if I am working here at the behest of you, if you like what I say and want to keep it on the air to battle all this tyranny, the tyrants certainly want us off the air. If you want to checkmate them, then word of mouth, spread the articles, the videos, the live feeds on a daily basis. It's an info war, and I salute you for it. Pray for myself and my family and the crew, and please go try our ultramethylene blue, our bovine colostrum, our Shilajit, our Irish sea moss. Check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Do it now at the Alex Jones store. .com. And that is owned by Bigley, the great company that owns the Alex Jones Network. So the bad guys can't shut that down. I want to hire more hosts, more reporters. I want to expand bigger than InfoWars ever was. But we're building it if you will come, and you are. But I need your support. We have a massive Memorial Day sale that ends tomorrow night at midnight on top of all the other big giant deals that are already going. 30% off, 40% off, 50% off, depending on the product. Everything's got a discount right now. An additional 25% off stacked on it at checkout until tomorrow night at midnight Central Standard Time. We roll over to Tuesday. Mega Flash buy one, get one free sale still continues, though. Get T3, the very best missing link. Iodine supercharges your old body. Most people have serious issues because of iodine deficiency, or they can't absorb other types of iodine that are bound to other elements. This is not bound to an element. It's totally pure. T3 trifecta iodine. Buy one bottle, get one free. At theolivestore.com, buy one bottle of super medical grade ultramethylene blue tincture, another bottle free, or mix and match. Get one bottle of ultramethylene blue, get a free bottle of iodine. And we're selling out of the new Freedom Shield wallet. First run of these. I just went out and found one of these that I loved. Faraday cage, RFIDs. People can't scan you at a distance. This is a big problem with thieves. They can scan your chip, steal your identity. It holds 20 cards, 25 bills. Really nice leather. Top grade aerospace aluminum, super lightweight, They had a limited first run of these with limited edition design, 1776, and Don't Tread on Me. We've got some murdered out ones coming in as well. Those are about to sell out. TheAlexJonesStore.com. That funds our operation. But you get 25% off right now on top of everything. 40% off of Methylene Blue gummies, War Cry Smelling Salts, Ultra DNA Revival, Zeolite, 35% off, Detox, Creatine Powder, Atomic Defense, Methylene Red Tincture, MK Ultra Brain Booster, Ultimate Chill and Energy. So on top of 35%, 25% on top of that. It's the biggest deal ever in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com right now. And it funds this operation. I can't do it without you, so take action now. But whatever you do, stay with us in hour number two of the Alex Jones Show.
Do you know, when I was a school teacher, they told me that I had to teach a thing called evolution? I said, I can teach that, no problem at all. I'll show you how to teach evolution. It's very easy. What a strange doctrine. What strange minds these people must have. Maybe some of you here tonight. Very strange indeed. Have a look at it. You divide your board in half like this. On one side you write the word God, and on the other side you write the word nothing. And then you say to the children, have a look around at the world of design, and where do you think it came from? Do you think God designed it, or do you think it was designed by nothing? Forget about the amoeba, forget about the primeval germ, let's go straight back to nothing, shall we? Let's be honest. And if we go back to nothing, we can only assume that nothing was designed. And therefore nothing is here. Because if nothing designs nothing, there's nothing to design. And there's nothing to be made, you'll agree? The argument now is finished, it's all over. We don't need a court case. Creationism versus evolution, we don't need a court case, it's all finished now. That is the choice. And then I watch television programs and I hear about these wonderful things that God has made, and they dive in the sea and they find stuff they've never seen before. And so I tell the children that a scientist, a definition of a scientist, is a person who is discovering some of the things that God has made. That's what a scientist is. He hasn't shown us everything yet. The deeper in the sea you go, you find more stuff you didn't even know was there. God doesn't even care if you find it or not. He's a designer. A peacock came into our building. We were down the country preaching at a place called Calcairn. Anybody know Calcairn? Do you know where that is, dear? It's in from Albury, Wodonga. We had wonderful meetings there in a farming area, and we were staying on a farm, and a peacock came into the house one night, and he went, squawk. And I looked at the peacock. I said to May, look at the beautiful colours. An old farmer told us this. He said, an artist could paint those colours on that peacock, but only God could build the feathers so they come out exactly the right length. So all the patterns are perfect on both sides. So at the judgment, all it takes is one peacock and everybody's gone. It's all finished with a peacock, that's all. It doesn't need to prove anything else. And I was excited. And then I hear these men on television saying, 50 million years ago, whales crawled out of the sea and they dropped their fins and they grew legs. I thought, that's interesting. In my mind, I can see a great big heavy whale dropped his fins, he's grown legs. What happens next? Answer, he sinks in the mud. These people obviously are not thinking very clearly, are they? Not thinking clearly. Because he hasn't yet grown his feet, you see. You've got to have some feet, flat ones, to stop him sinking. But it takes a few million years to grow his feet, and so he sinks in the mud. However, they finally get up on the land, and then they get up a tree somehow. Then they come down from the trees, and the result is us. I find that very hard to swallow, I'll be quite frank with you. I mean, it's interesting, but very hard to swallow. And then I see all in the newspapers, whales are beaching themselves all around the coasts of Australia. And wicked men are putting them back in the sea again. Don't they realise these whales are trying to become human beings? Now some of you, listen, some of you are not laughing, you know, because you're very angry tonight. Some of you feel like shouting at me, but I had a doctor on our Middle East tour one day. He said, Barry, the biggest proof against evolution is the law of entropy. He said, that means the second law of thermodynamics says that nothing ever improves of itself. Everything always deteriorates. You have a box of apples, one bad apple, they all go off. And you'll find human beings will not come out as we are today. Charles Darwin said the human eyeball was beyond his understanding. Beautiful, friends. Better than the best camera.
This is a powerful report. We'll put the full thing in post when we post it later. But here's the bottom line. What modern preachers do in their Bible interpretation is wrong, too. What the Darwin people said was wrong on purpose. They said God wouldn't exist. There are no scientists now that believe in the theory of evolution. Everything jumps at certain points because God changes it. Things do change, but they change in jumps. Okay? And the evidence of God creating it all is everywhere. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. That's why they say aliens made us. In every major Western country, giant COVID facilities for the next, quote, outbreak have been built to lock you up under medical martial law. But they've also now been using these in Australia, in Ireland, in Sweden, in Germany, in England, to house military-age men. That's about 90% of those through the UN NGOs in the last 15 years accelerating, really 20 years, coming into Europe, coming into the United States, same UN NGOs, same globalist organizations, State Department funding in here domestically, EU funding it over in Europe. And if you go to the UN's own website and type in UN replacement migration, you'll get documents in 2000, 2001, 2005, 2010, 2012, 2018. Look it up. And it says, we're going to bring in 650 million migrants into North America, Canada, the U.S. by 2040. We're going to bring in 300 million to Europe by 2040. And they first said that in 2000. We'll pull up some of the documents. Now, upwards of 90% brought in on these boats and dumped off in Spain and Italy and everywhere else, and now here in the U.S., are military-age men from Africa, mainly North Africa Muslims, and from the Middle East. And they're funded by the NGOs and funded by George Soros and funded by the State Department. That's all out in the open now. But I remember the first time I saw this clip we're going to show you. It was over 10 years ago. There's thousands of these I can show you. But I remember when we aired this clip, and it was in the Italian newspapers. We wanted to make sure it was real. First time I saw this, it shows in a little coastal town in Italy, these big Zodiac boats funded by Soros, the same ones they're using now that you've seen thousands of times, you know, pulling in these big, long, black rubber boats, each one carrying 50 to 100 men, and they jump off with knives, screaming, yelling, start raping, murdering, running through the towns, burning everything down. We can show you all that footage. You've all seen it. Like barbarian hordes. Yeah, there's UN migration, place of migration documents. Just go to the UN website. Don't believe me. Just type it in. They're going to replace Europeans with these third world populations they can control. And before they ship them into your country, they put them in UN facilities bordering your country where they're shown films and educated and brainwashed to believe that they're here to conquer the evil West, the land's stolen, that white people are bad before they're pumped into your nation. And you've got the ADL subsidiaries and Mayorkas' big group and even the Vatican and Catholic Charities funding it. They're one of the biggest. This is the plan. And then we got reports every day, you see them in the news, where two Muslim men will beat up a female police officer and put her in a coma at the airport, and they get no jail time. But you pray outside an abortion clinic 1,000 feet away, you get 2 years in jail. Or you criticize transgenderism targeting children, 3 years in jail. That's the UK, it's the model, but the EU is just as bad or worse. And what you see happening over there is the exact same NGOs that ran under Biden, the open borders, and under Obama. So I remember this footage more than 10 years ago. It's a famous case. You just type in Italian inn owners, Italian hotel owners. There's a bunch of these. Cry and resist police when all their paying customers are thrown out and their hotel is given to illegal aliens and in many cases, no restitution. And then the thousands of articles over the years in Germany and Sweden, a town, a small village of 500 has 1,300 military-age men from Algeria dumped in it, or Syria dumped in it. Shock video. Yeah, I said 10 years ago, see, 2016. I'm going from memory. I'm not playing around here. Cruiser stops in when I say. Shock video, 80-year-old Italian hotel owner forced by police to house refugees. for no money. I just told the crew, grab the old Italian guy, because that's one of the best known ones. And I said, I think it's about 10 years ago. 10 years ago, boom, see? But now we have footage of literally 50 or more armed Muslim men showing up to a farmer's land and evicting him. And the news didn't say why. This just happened 2 days ago. So I asked, just ChatGPT or is this Grok? Grok, we asked Grok. We asked Grok what it was, and Grok told us. And I could have guessed. Guess, oh, they have a little veil while they did it. Who signed on to the UN's plan that Kerry talked about 2 years ago as the U.S. climate czar to cut half the farming or the, quote, earth would die and we'd all starve because farming's evil. Cow farts are bad. The Netherlands, Ireland, and Sri Lanka have agreed, they agreed like 5 years ago, to cut half of their farming. But England's doing it. Scotland's doing it. It's on the news. They go, yeah, they pay us not to grow any food or raise sheep or cows. And then the other farmers don't take the money. They send in regulators and shut them down. They are literally taking over. So then with this case of this farmer, he's doing peat moss. Like you can go to the local Home Depot and buy peat moss. It's really great for your garden, and you mulch it in with the soil. Well, where do you think that comes from? Scotland, Ireland, you name it, because they got these giant peat bog swamps, and they said, oh, it's bad for the environment, you can't do that. And so we put fines on you for doing it, so we're taking your property, and then who shows up but a bunch of Muslims that look like Osama bin Laden in police uniforms that are fake, that the city government gave them, that's run by Muslims. And the government finances and puts them in charge. And they put, in major cities, you know, the one has a black mayor, she can't even speak English, from like the Congo or something. And then these men show up and kick the farmer off the land that his family's been on for 300 years. And you've got all the footage in Ireland of the Muslims running around raping, killing in the streets. They're all above the law. You even criticize them, you go to jail. That's what they want to do here. And you can type in Illinois, California, New Mexico, New York, Michigan. I first reported this like 20 years ago. People didn't believe it. First state I saw was New Mexico. New Mexico passed a law. Look it up. Watch my memory. New Mexico, first state to pass law. It wouldn't be listed on web anymore, but images they haven't censored yet. Click images. New Mexico, first state to pass law to hire illegal aliens. They still call them that then. To hire immigrants, non-citizens. You can probably pull up a map. States that pass laws that non-citizens can be police. And in some towns, half the police are foreigners that don't even speak English. But they will follow their orders. So don't think this is just in Ireland. So let that hit you. That they're literally bringing people in from third world countries, military-aged men, brought here as migrant invaders, brainwashed against the country. On average, 90% military-aged men, on average, upwards of 90%, never get a regular job for up a decade. But don't worry, we got a new job. You're strong men that go out to that hotel or to that farm or to that village, and look what they've done now. All over Europe, they make people house migrants, invaders, in their homes. But now we're putting pressure on it. It's being exposed. And I started arresting all these illegal aliens that were superintendents of schools, mayors, police chiefs, LAPD, all of it. So when you see something in Scotland or Ireland or Sweden, you think, oh, that's over there. No, it's the same global UN program. So that's positive what Trump's doing. He's arresting all these fake police officers that have guns illegally because they're illegal aliens. The local towns can say they can be the police officer or the police captain or the police chief, but they're here illegally and they're gone. That's what ICE was doing, until a few months ago when they backed off internal enforcement. We had Bovino on last week to expose what's going on. It's terrible. Trump was on track. Now he's off track like everything else. I'm supposed to just sit there and say, oh, it's fine, fine, don't worry about Trump. New Mexico was the first to pass it like 20 years ago. I guess they passed a new one. New Mexico lawmakers passed a bill allowing immigrants to work as police. I guess they updated it. That was last year. No, they first did it 20 years ago. So, you know you're occupied, folks, when Israel decides who wins in Congress and Israel's censoring Americans at the behest of the Trump administration. I don't care who it is. The EU's been trying to censor us, too. So has Brazil's been trying to get X to kick me off and all the rest of it, kick you off. It's just whoever it is, Brazil, Israel, I don't give a damn who they are. Not in your country trying to run your life, damn it. But we have traitors in our countries outsourcing the tyranny. So here's the famous footage out of thousands of these events we've got on video of the man, and I looked it up years later. His hotel shut down, government took it over, total squalor. The illegals burned it down, if I remember correctly. But that's what they do. Free hotels everywhere all over Europe. 4-star, 3 meals a day, laundry service. They're raping the locals, barbecuing cats and dogs outside, just like they do in Ohio and everywhere else, whether it's the Haitians, you name it. Import the third world, become the third world. Here's the old news. Then I'll get to the current what's going on, because they're not just coming and taking your hotel now. They're showing up to take your farm. Here it is. Italian police force elderly hotel owner to house African illegal immigrants. 10 years ago. It's a radio listener, folks. Narrated, all these white vans pull up. I won't allow them to come in, he says. I'm going to the hospital if it happens. Armed police show to bring in. When have you? Don't move, for God's sake. And they throw out his paying customers and put them in. You're making me have a heart attack.
No!
Now that's the Italian police going along with it. Now it's just Muslim and African police. They'll certainly take care of it. Don't touch any of my stuff, he says. Oh, yeah, they moved him into his personal apartment. And here are the Africans they brought in, who were landed by Soros boats.
Non ci sono le chiavi. Non ci sono le chiavi.
This has been done all over Europe. This is an invasion, just like when the Muslims took over Spain. I bet it's in 72. Migrants ask, what the hell do I know? Trying to stay with these people for a while so you know how they live. Police don't care. They're following their orders to destroy the country. What the hell are you making coffee? So that's a famous case. And they took his hotel, destroyed it, took everything he had, and he's dead now. Now, let's go to 2 days ago in Ireland, and I've got the breakdown here from Grok. And their excuse was, well, you're not supposed to get peat out of the bog anymore as a farmer. You as a swamp. And so we're coming to take your land. And did Irish police show up to do it? No, a bunch of African and Islamic illegal alien migrants that have been in the country a few years. We looked up the local town. They are this auxiliary force, and they just show up and take your property. And out of the group of like 50 goons, there's one Irish guy with them. They can't get the Irish to do it, so they bring in the foreigners to do it. But then if you resist him, you go straight to prison. This is a takeover. And the Irish have every right to revolt against this. This is the invasion. Why do you think they only? Why do you think the UN stages 90% military-age men to bring them in? They want men. They want fighters. Here it is. All Muslims and Africans, mainly Muslims. You got a few Irish bikers there helping the old man. They have no visible ID, which is illegal. There's your foreign army right there. They're not going to take your hotel. They're going to take your land. They're going to take your wife. They're going to take everything you got. What do you think they do in the Middle East?
Did you ever want it?
Now, the British came, they fought them. Oh, but political correctness, if they're black or Arab, you got to roll over to them. They're using drones in the U.S., in France, in Europe, and there in Ireland. Because they tell you, you got to get rid of half your cows. They don't do it. Yeah, go back to the audio. And they then put fines on you and take your property. Because of the carbon tax. And there they are. There they are arresting people that don't submit. The farmer. But notice the few white guys, Irish, the ones that use the manhandling, because wait, you're just there to back us up as the foreigners. We don't have enough cops to do it, but you're just there as the muscle. No, that's a Muslim arresting him. So you're right, what, Pakistani? Got the Pakistani guy arresting him. I'm taking your property, buddy. We conquered you. That's how it works now. That's how this goes. But the world's always worked. You became liberal. Your women became liberal. And now you'll lose everything. Doesn't matter what you do, we're taking everything you got. Here's a poison shot that'll give you clots. We're going to cut your son's dick off, too. How's that sound? Have some aspartame. Have some fluoride. Just settle down and let us take your farm here, pal. We're going to build a big migrant invasion camp on it. And they ended up arresting him and taking the property. They got their little piece of paper right there with a good Irish traitor. Kicking them off their property. So that's how this works. You're being conquered. Replacement migration. You're being taken over. Let's play this lady right here. I can show you 1,000 videos like this. This is an Islamic woman saying, yeah, we won. We're replacing you white people. You lost. Here she is. Clip 31.
What is on the table is ethnic cleansing. When you are talking about the permanent resettlement of an entire ethnic group from the place they call home, that's called ethnic cleansing. And the white British population has decreased by 600,000, while the minority population has increased by 1.2 million. So, yes, lads, we're winning.
And they love it because Western Europeans, white people, are paralyzed by guilt, or have been. And now they've gotten these foreigner numbers up to 10% or more, and now they're making their move. And that's what the Muslim call to prayers are all about. In Michigan and New York, blaring it out at 5 a.m. in the morning. In fact, I had one of those on the list yesterday or Friday. Try to pull that up. Dearborn, Michigan, just 5 a.m. And blocking roads and doing their call to prayer. You're like, well, good, let's blow up Iran. Israel's right. We went and blew them up. Stirred them up, and then brought in 15 times what there were here before 9/11. No, it's all the same globalist group. Our government put the head of Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. Israel founded Hamas. Israel doubled their funding. And Yahoo stood down on October 7th. Yeah, let's play the call to prayer in Michigan. This now goes on in Plano, Texas, Houston, Texas, you name it. This is called pissing on people. The left bit is to all get rid of church bells that only went off during the day. Real pretty, bong, bong, bong. You know, this is a clock. Nobody had a watch back then. Most people. But those are gone because that's Christian. You got to get rid of that, you know. And I got footage. Oh, get that footage ready, too. I forgot I said that to you. In Australia, in the UK, in Europe, in Canada, and in schools now in Austin. They don't tell the parents. They go to elementary school and say, today we got an imam here. You're going to bow down to Allah. You're going to pray to Allah. Here's your Quran. But don't hand out Christmas cards. That's Christian. You're not allowed to say you're a Christian, which you are. The school isn't supposed to have a state-run religion. You can't say as a valedictorian, I praise Jesus, which you can, of course. That's your right. The school can't do it. You individually can. Separation of church and state's good, so we don't get a state-run religion like Islam. And the Christians that aren't informed think, oh, no, we don't want a separation of church and state. Blah, 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 blah. It's the defense against this. So here's the call to prayer, and then here's some prayers in New York blocking the roads, and then we'll come back with just the latest video of the kids being brought into bow to Allah. Here it is.
We're in Dearborn. This is the call of prayer. It goes off 5 times a day here in the United States. Would you like to hear this blasting through your neighborhood? They don't have a choice of whether they hear this or not.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
You know, it's not the crew's fault. I sent them over 100 clips today. They don't have the clip, the latest one that I'll just find on X-Skin real quick for you when we come back, of one little boy in elementary school didn't bow to Allah. He's in trouble right now in the U.K. But while we're at it, we'll just go to X and just type in children taken to field trip to mosque without parents' knowledge. We'll just show you 10 clips or so. How about we going to watch 1,000 of them? Also, they have schoolgirls in Wales dancing, 10-year-olds saying, I like Muslim men. Look, I'm ready for you, baby. And then the UN broadcast that in the Middle East and Africa, 10-year-old girls in schoolgirl outfits saying, come here, baby, I want you. You think I'm joking? No, I'm not joking about any of it. I have German children's television telling 12-year-old girls, marry a Muslim 25-year-old male. He's a real man. So we're going to pull that up during this short break. We're going to go to it when we come back. Yeah, here's a clip of some today. They found it. Look at this. Crack is show you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these. It's about cucking you. It's about breaking your will. Like drag queen story time. It's a convicted pedophile. Sit there and fat man dressed like a woman shake his wiener in front of kids. It's all about what can they get away with? How can they break your children's will? Arise to it. Break their will. And support this broadcast, thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, share the live feeds at Roloff Jones on X and on Rumble, rumble.com/AlexJonesShowLive. Oh, by the way, I'm hosting the third hour. We have a special guest I haven't announced yet. I should have done this earlier. It'll be a surprise, I'll tell you, at the end of the hour. It's going to be a big interview. A lot of people ask for this. I always save the best for last. Our guest is in China and will be joining us at like 6 in the morning for them. So look forward to that in about 26 minutes from now. The third hour tonight I'll be hosting when Royce White is doing the fourth hour from the belly of the beast of Minnesota. So here's New York again, taking over, pissing on everybody politically, taking over the main streets, letting you know who the boss is. Here you go with audio, please. And, of course, they don't let Christians do stuff like this. Christians wouldn't want to do this. It's all about dominance. It's all about submission. It's all about control. All right, so the crew, not their fault, I probably forgot to send it to them, did 10 seconds of searching on X and found exactly what I was talking about in the UK. This is the newest video. If I said I've seen hundreds of these, that's a lie. It's probably 500, 1,000. I mean, I don't know. Now, they must be hiding this stuff because I did a little search during the break myself and had some trouble. I found a few of them, state hearings, city council, school board hearings, and congressional hearings about it. But not the actual newscasts I saw like a few months ago in Austin, north of Austin, in Houston. I saw a bunch of newscasts. We're going to find them. I'm going to do a whole show on this. where they come in and don't tell the parents, they hand out Korans, they have them bow to Allah, all the stuff you see happening in the UK and Australia and everywhere, that's happening here. Oh, but you don't talk about the Bible. They tell people, oh, at the commencement speech or whatever, you don't say anything about Jesus or you will take your degree away. But you are a private citizen. You're allowed to say whatever you want in your speech at a commencement. You're allowed to write a paper on whatever subject you want if it's on the topic they said and say you love Christ. It's the school can't have an official religion. But the schools are saying it's Islam because it's at war with Christianity and it's not compatible with the West. That's why the left has a fetish for it no matter where you are in the world. Here's the latest footage out of the UK. They take a bunch of school kids, by the way, their parents came out and weren't told, to a mosque to bow to Allah. Only one little boy didn't do it. Here it is. So that's the type of stuff we got going on. Here is a father in Texas speaking out to the school board about what happened. This is happening everywhere. Here it is.
America is a Christian nation.
Amen.
The principal, 1 year ago, the principal on the same day, World Hijab Day, wore that hijab and said she loved it all caps. 1 year to the day later, on World Hijab Day, Sunday, Monday hits, they're putting our girls in Sharia. They're passing out Sharia pamphlets, hijabs, Qurans, understanding Islam, understanding Sharia. Sharia treats half of this room like and these women are not. This is not a Muslim nation. This is a Christian nation. That principal knew what she was doing. And I am not believing that was one or two people at that front desk. Fire the principal. You tell the parents don't go online to get information, but what did they get online? Marco told the truth. That's where they got the information, and you did. Online. Tell them that's not to go there. This was dawah. Muslim proselytizing. Dawah. It's like me as a Christian going into a school and witnessing to these kids. You want me to do that? Let's go.
Yeah, I found the search parameter. Go to UK schools take children to mosque. You'll get hundreds of videos. Texas schools have hijab day, Islam day. Just get ready for this. Parents aren't told, you name it. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, in the UK, an African Muslim scholar, this is just yesterday, tells young children they deserve to be raped because they're not wearing hijabs. Yeah, let me give you that video. I mean, the point is, this is what's going on. And now groups of Muslims show up to take Irish farmers' land because they wouldn't shut down farming because it's bad for the earth. Here's some recent testimony in Congress about what's going on in Texas. Here it is.
Is it true that your school's libraries offer Islamic literature like the Quran and other things?
Yes, so McMillan Junior High in Wiley ISD offers a Quran, but no Bible available.
But no Bible. So there's a Quran, but the Bible's not allowed.
Correct.
Is that true in multiple libraries?
From what I know, confirmed it's McMillan Junior High is one that I know of. I can look at the other libraries and submit them to you if I find any other findings.
Okay. Have you talked to the school about why they would allow a Quran, but not a Bible?
So I haven't, the principals actually run away from me and hide, so I can't have a discussion with my principals because I act like an adult and they act like children.
Yeah, well, you very much are acting like an adult. They probably don't want to be on the record with that policy, given how egregious it is.
The Muslims vote 99% the same. Shiite, Sunni, doesn't matter. They get massive money. They're there to promote their religion. They go in and they buy off these governments. That's what they're doing. They come from tribal countries where that's how they operate. And decades ago, Keir Starmer was the head of CPS in the UK, covered up mass rape of little white girls by the tens of thousands, sex slavery, murder, you name it. That's all come out now. Open season on Europeans. So here's a longer clip of what I was just showing you earlier. I found like a 5-minute one, but I'm going to dig it up later. Where they take it from the school, brainwash him into Islam, all of it. And then that dovetails into some of the other clips I sent you. Here they are. Then we're going to shift gears into another big topic.
Allahu Akbar.
White British kids are now praying in mosques. Mosques and imams are openly converting people. Places like Lewisham Mosque are specifically targeting white British children and families, pulling them into Islam. This isn't diversity, it's replacement. When native British children are converting to Islam, you know Britain is slowly turning into a Muslim country.
Allahu Akbar. Ey Allah, Subhani Rabbiyel Ah, Subhani Rabbiyel.
Look at this video.
Allahu Akbar.
And in every case, the parents aren't even told.
Allah.
If you criticize, you're arrested in the UK.
Subhani Rabbiyel Ah, Subhani Rabbiyel Ah, Subhani Rabbiyel Ah. Allahu Akbar. Etehiyyatu lillahi ve salavah ve taibah. Esselamu aleyk eyyuhen nebi ve rahmetullah ve berekat. Esselamu.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
Don't bug me off.
Yes, yeah, so what happened?
Where's he gone? He was saying that I deserve to get raped for my shorts.
They have their own. I imagine these young ladies would have just come up with something randomly without
that
there having something
that
said.
Is it. That
but
is it.
Whether it was exactly what you said or seen as
what you are saying, what you are saying, you are reasoning
what's going
with
on?
Them. Now, what
the young ladies have made the story, but I don't want to be on camera.
Okay, yeah, what's going on?
The young ladies have made an allegation that the gentleman has said that they deserve to be raped. It's not. It's all an allegation. There's no.
Guaranteed, this African Muslim does not have a job. He's on welfare. Probably got three wives that collect welfare. And he's basically admitting to telling him, yeah, you're going to get raped because you're wearing short pants.
Don't knock me off.
They're just not compatible.
Where's he gone?
All right, let's stop there. I'm going to move on. My point is, this is the globalist left's alliance with Islam, the red-green alliance, funded by the big banks, funded by the universities. This is what they want, the big corporations. And then we go over there and blow up the Middle East, open the borders up and bring them in all pissed off. It's all part of the same plan, folks. Now, let's get to this before I tell you the big guest is coming up. When I host the third hour coming up here tonight. Believe me, you want to stay with us for this. In 1947, they set up the National Security Act and created the CIA. We had Army Intelligence, Naval Intelligence, all that before. The CIA was given above the law, license to kill, no congressional oversight, basically. And even when it was only a few years old, Harry S. Truman said, I wish I never would have created this. It should be destroyed. Kennedy said it should be torn into 1,000 pieces. Of course, they killed him. And it was set up by British intelligence, the British Empire, the Rothschilds, the same people that right at the same year set up the State of Israel. These are their own city-states, their own corporations, their own systems that are above the law. Israel has a get-out-of-jail-free card for any crime their operatives commit. They can run back to Israel. The CIA has this get-out-of-jail-free card above the law. The city of London, which is within London, the banking district, is a city-state above the law, can do whatever it wants. The Vatican is its own city-state above the law, can do whatever it wants. And the globalists admit that's the future of their system for all of the globalist operations, is based on that. So Congressman Tim Burchett, who's seen a lot of the documents, but can't talk about it, it's classified, says if anyone were to link where the money goes, over $10 billion missing at the Pentagon, when the Pentagon fails its audit, they would be murdered. And that dovetails, this is a brand new clip, new interview, with a hearing this week. Here's Senator Josh Hawley, who, by the way, in the new internal Israeli documents run by the Trump administration and Gorka targeting Americans that are critical of treason, they are targeting him. All because the senator is a straight shooter that stands up for U.S. sovereignty, not even anti-Israel. So here's Senator Hawley telling you the CIA actually runs America, not Congress, not the president. The USA is run by unelected officials, the intelligence community. The hour's much later than you think. You should go watch the full hearing. I watched hours of it. Very powerful. So let's play those two clips, Congressman Burchett and then Senator Hawley, back to back. Here they are.
You have a Pentagon that has billions of dollars that they hide. We don't ask for any accounting of. They never pass an audit. in the history of audits. I've often said the only way we're really going to get to the bottom of this is somebody's going to walk out of one of these labs with this information and puts it out on the internet before they commit suicide by shooting themselves in the back of the head five times.
I want to show you what Avril Haines, Director Haines, said to me when I wrote to her, Senator Braun and I wrote to her following this outrageous, ridiculous report. She wrote back to me and said, well, we declassified only what we could without endangering sources and methods. Only what we could. 5 pages of summary that itself has redactions. The 5 pages have redactions. And you're telling me there are literally thousands of documents. Why are they hiding all of this material?
I can tell you that the interagency process of declassification is highly bureaucratic, and that is being worked. And I think you saw just a few days ago, Director Gabbard released some information about the lab.
Was Director Haines, Avril Haines, was she involved in making the decision not to release the material?
I don't have any proof that she was involved in the direct decision. I have no emails saying that directly, but...
It was her office, and it's her signature on the letter to me. It's her office that sent the 5 pages. She's the one who said, this is what we have. This is all we have. You're telling me there were 2,000-plus documents.
No,
they sent us 5.
The first swath of documents that we're looking to. There's many,
more.
Many more than that.
I got you. Many, many more. Let me tell you what this so-called 5-page report, what it said in its substance, to the extent there was any. They said, number one, that nothing that was researched at the Wuhan lab could plausibly be a progenitor of SARS-CoV-2. Number two, they said there is no evidence of any research-related incident involving Wuhan employees that might have been related to the pandemic. Now, in your experience, given what you have seen, are those true statements?
Some of that would have to be covered and classified, but no, they're not true.
Uh-huh.
If we wanted to get into details, I don't believe that's true.
So the United States government first deliberately violated a law passed by Congress, signed by the president, that ordered them to release all information related to the Wuhan lab, number one. Number two, they then violated the law again by withholding thousands and thousands of pages that they had at the time and knew were covered by the law. Number three, the conclusions, so-called, they released to the public are false. If that is not a cover-up, I don't know what is. And if our elected officials, and unelected officials in this case, in the IC and ODNI, if they can get by with blatantly violating the statutes of this country and lying to the American people, I'm sorry, but we don't have a democracy anymore. I don't know what it is, but it's not a democracy because we the people aren't in charge. These people are in charge, and they're lying to us every single day.
It's called a plutocracy and oligarchy, a deep state of New World Order. Professor Jean Shui Kin, super ultra viral for months and months and months, and I agree with 95% of what he has to say, joins us from China. He's waking up right now. It's 5 a.m. there. He'll be joining us coming up next hour, Jean Shui Kin. You don't want to miss any of this information coming up next hour live on this Sunday night transmission. And it was declassified. It came out in court and whistleblowers that the CIA, going back decades ago, targeted us for destruction. Obama intensified it as I was a national security threat. Now Gorka has declared that using outside Israeli groups to illegally run all sorts of dirty tricks operations against us. I covered that yesterday. I'll get to that more later with the new developments. But all I'm doing is being a loyal American, promoting freedom and justice and common sense of the truth. And it stands on its own. But even though I was wrong about stuff, and I'm wrong about some things, I have a right to do that. It's called the First Amendment. So remember, the hijackers of this country work around the clock to get me off the air. And that's why when you share an article or a video, when you share a live feed from Yelich Jones on X or rumble.com/Yelich Jones Show Live, it is a revolutionary act. We'll put that URL up on screen. Hit your whole email list, your whole text message list. Say, this is the forbidden show. He's still on the air. This is what the bad guys don't want you to know. And maybe they don't want to go to rumble.com. It's free. rumble.com/Yelich Jones Show Live. That's the new official channel. Only launched 12 days ago. 700,000 followers. Well, thank everybody for following that. That's our new Rumble channel. It's excellent. You can find the Rumble feed, the X feed, our house feed, audio feeds at alexjoneslive.com. 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 See that URL? alexjoneslive.com. That's the coordinates of resistance. That's the coordinates of standing up to these tyrants. You've seen the videos. You've seen the court hearings. You've seen them. The depositions admit. Yeah, the CIA. Yeah, I'm CIA. We did this to Alex Jones. Yeah, we staged these fake court hearings. Literally full fake productions. I didn't even know it was that bad. I knew they were rigged, but I didn't realize it was actually run by HBO, produced by the CIA in Texas and Connecticut. All lies, all made up. But back then, the only guy that had a really big show that was covering all this was me, which I didn't want to be that person. Made me a target. There were all these old timers and all these Jabber Griffins and Ted Gundersons and countless other people that knew about all this stuff and more. And the Ben Partons and, you know, all of them. But they would go to conferences. They would write books. They'd do a few interviews. But we dominated. We broke out on the internet right when it exploded in 96, 97, 98. You promoted it. And we reached. I mean, I would make films and they would get, like, before they got rid of Google Video, Endgame had over 100 million views when they just ended Google Video. They didn't ever censor it. They just, there was like fat people on treadmills and cat videos. And I was on there. And I had like 100 million views on the video, 50 million on this, 80 million on this, 20 million. I mean, the show every day, like 20 million views on Google Video. And YouTube was already operating. And then we were doing that there, billions of views a year on there and billions of views on Facebook and all that stuff. Just because they thought we were a joke. Oh, yeah, let that guy sit over there and do it. Yeah, yeah. Nobody's listening. Number one English-speaking show in the world. In the top four or five in 2012, 13, 14, 15, by 16, 17, 18, number one English-speaking program in the world. And I saw the numbers like, is this even real? But I didn't care about that. I wanted to get the truth out. I believed in you. And then they came in with the censors and the control, the platform, and all of it. And we're still just stronger than ever. Because not just individuals listen, governments listen, corporations listen. They know, we know what we're talking about. And my North Star, my pole star, my center of gravity is being right, is being accurate, being truthful. I tell you exactly what I believe, exactly what I know. And really the only time I'm wrong is when I underestimate how out of control and evil these people are. That's it. So, professor's coming on. You don't want to miss it. Share the live feeds right now at Relox Jones on X at AJ and Lime is the backup channel for the network. Follow us there. Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new place to follow. And all the stations. Tell folks about the station. Promote the station. Support the sponsors. Become a sponsor. Support those stations. They're so vital as well. When they took me off everything 7 years ago, except InfoWars, we had that website. We launched Bandout Video. That's all shut down now. We had the radio stations, about 200 and something. Because the Streisand effect, we hit over 400, and they started putting us on the biggest stations again. I hadn't had that since before 9/11. I was already in Ascension, one of the top five talk show hosts in the country, grassroots, 50,000 watt AMs, hundreds of stations across the country. And I came out day one and said 9/11 is an inside job, and I lost 70%+ of our stations in the first month, but I didn't care. But I'd never had until the censorship started 6-7 years ago, the really bad stuff, 50,000 waters in major cities like Chicago and Sacramento. And all the Democrats would find out and harass the stations. They dump us, but the next big station, 10,000 watts, pick us up. The point is, you still got big audiences of talk radio, and that was our ace in the hole, was when they took us off the internet, we still had talk radio. And so it's so precious, and it's so amazing. And I thank this crew for their perseverance, what they've gone through, but this has been such a fight. It's been so legendary. If I just talked about all we've been through, we'd take the whole show up. But just know this. The bad guys sweat bullets at night. They wake up scared because they know I couldn't be bought. They know I got offered the biggest deals by Henry Kissinger and all of them. I could talk about that because they didn't say it was secret. They said it in front of my producer, John Harmon, who's been here 25 years. That was just one of the many times. And I meet with them to say, you should give up. Your program's not going to work. You should stop. And I'll tell you, in the last few years when I met with four or five of these people, Bilderberg Group members, you name it, they're saying, no, you're right. The old system failed. What do we do to change this? Because most of these people just came up in it and went along with it. Most of them don't even like it. That was my whole point about Trump, is we had a real shot in the first 8 months he was in. He was doing it. Then he went after Elon, kicked Elon out, and everything went to hell in a handbasket. And I'm trying to fix this. I'm trying to tell Trump he's being set up by Israel and BlackRock above it to kill the recovery. America was the real target of the Iran war. The world economy was the real target, just like COVID. The target was depopulation and killing the economy. The globalists doubled their wealth on average. The average person went into debt. The general public worldwide, look it up, lost half their wealth, and the elites gained double wealth. But what real wealth do they have if there's nowhere to spend their money? They live in a bunker. It's insane. So when I ask you for your support, your word of mouth, your prayer, you're supporting yourself when you do it, and I ask for financial support, and I sell you stuff that works. Because I don't want to sell you something one time, and you get our methylene blue, our methylene red, our Shilajit, our Irish sea moss, our bovine colostrum, and then it doesn't work. It's incredible. We go out and get whatever's the highest rated and private label it, or we take it and make it even better. But most of our products are just private labeled, whatever the top brands already are. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll start the third hour with this amazing individual from China joining us, highly recommended and requested by listeners. You want it, you got it. But the Memorial Day sale, ends tomorrow night at midnight central. 25% off store-wide on top of all the other sales that we've also kept in place. This is the biggest sale in the history of TheAlexJonesStore.com. That means the deals are already marked down, and you're going to get 25% off stacked on top of it. This is the time to load up. This is the Memorial Day sale, so it ends tomorrow night at midnight. That's on top of the massive flash buy one, get one free sale. You can get T3, the very best, cleanest iodine out there for total absorption. The missing link. Take an hour to tell you all about it. It's incredible. Take my word for it. Just get it. That takes 2 weeks to kick in on average. Methylene blue kicks in like an hour or so or less. You know, instant gratification. You just want both of them, but tell you the T3 is so important. T3, incredible. Buy one, get one free. Ultra methylene blue, buy one, get one free. Or buy one T3, get methylene blue free. Or vice versa. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that's on top of all of the other sales. 25% off on top of that. Methylene blue gummies, Warcry smelling salts, Ultra DNA Revival. Oh, that's so good for your mitochondria. 40% off with 25% off on top of it. Do the math on that. That's a loss leader. Zeolite detoxification, 35% off. Creatine powder, 35% off. With 25% off on top of that, that's 55% off. That's more. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Step into a wider world, get incredible products, and fund the Second Amendment Revolution worldwide. You know what you can do to fight tyranny? Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com, buy some great products that power you and your family, and share the live feeds now. We'll be right back.